start to realize that eternal way has turned its back on me.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm. Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. I'm a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy, where I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. Also have top secret security clearance, excuse me, and more from my four-year stint and not only a marine engineering license and degree, but coming out of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, which is a fellow academy to West Point Annapolis. And one of the things that I've been speaking about and trying to get people to wake up on is the infiltration, if not even the militarization, of civilian law, civil service jurisdictions, civil service commons, or civil service public, I guess, affairs, or the public commons, to where one of the things that I pointed to, and this goes to the guest that I'm having on, which is Brendan, and I may butcher this, but it's Maslauskas Dunn and his lawyer, Larry Hildes, who are involved in helping to, I guess, enforce that bright line of separation between what is, you know, to be the military, where the military is supposed to, I hate to say it this way, but keep to itself and not get involved in civilian affairs. That's what happens in banana republics. That's what happened in Germany. Hitler, you know, was a military dictator. He put on a military uniform. In the United States, although we've, you know, had problems with under Lincoln, case law ex-party Milligan. We've even had problems, you know, in the 50s under Eisenhower, but had some good decisions like Reed versus Covert from 1957 that came out that went all the way back to the Magna Carta and laid out why we have a bright line of separation between the military and civilian affairs. And this isn't something that we created. This goes back to the Roman republics, to where they made it unlawful and punishable by death in the Roman Republic, to when if a legionnaire crossed what was called at the time the river, the Rubicon, they were put to death for using military assets, or having, you know, foreign, like the legionnaires, military assets enter into Rome under arm and as a representative of the army. But that's what happened with Caesar, Augustus, Julius Caesar. Well, both were actually involved in it. But it's also what went on under Bismarck in what was Prussia and then became Germany, which set the stage for what happened in World War I and World War II, but also the three Napoleons, not only in France but throughout Europe, where the three Napoleons and Bismarck made a good majority of our law under military dictatorships. And that's not what our country's about. So Brendan, and with the help of his lawyer, are standing up to this as a, and I'm not getting the name here correctly, but Brendan will correct me, and or Larry, his attorney, as to the port resistance movement, which was to prevent not only the militarization of the ports, but shipment of military cargo through the ports up in the Northwest of the United States. We'll be right back. We're going to break right now. This is Republic Broadcast Network, your program in the zone, and your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. We're going to be speaking with Brendan Dunn and Larry Hildes, his attorney, right after the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. All right, we are back, and we are with Brendan Dunn. And Brendan, please pronounce your middle name.
It's Maslowskis.
Okay, I didn't butcher it too bad. welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then after I'll give you a couple minutes real quick, and then I'll bring Larry on, and he can tell me a little bit about himself and his background, what he's up to, how he got involved in this, and then we'll go from there.
I currently live in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm in my mid-20s. I was living in Olympia, Washington for the last several years. And, you know, in a minute we'll get into what I was involved with there. I'm an activist. I'm an anarchist. I suppose I could mention that later, but I'm, you know, an anti-war activist and a labor organizer.
Well, and to be clear, you don't hate the United States.
No, I know. I just want to say really quick, I know anarchist is a word that, you know, conjures images of chaos and violence and hatred of you know, where we live, and that's not the case at all. I mean, just anarchism in its, you know, the simplest way to describe it is that it's a rejection of all institutions, systems, and organizations that are violent, that are coercive, that are hierarchical, and that are oppressive. And, you know, anarchists have a very positive history in this country and, you know, with the labor movement and the struggle for the 8-hour day. So to answer your question, no.
Oh, well, of course. And what I was going to say was, I mean, another way of saying that is of, by, and for the people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and breaking it down to where through separation of powers and distribution of powers, you know, and this started with the whole, you know, separation of powers doctrine in having an Article 1 branch of government, an Article 2, and an Article 3. And we've, you know, supposedly carried that from there. But we've seen an amassing of wealth and power into such few hands over the course of the last 50 years that has reached a critical head to where, you know, we've literally got about 200 families that run and control the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could name many of those families and stuff, but that's not what, you know, even a lot of people say that our country is a capitalist country, which I would beg to differ with myself and say that, you know, because capitalism is truly he who has the gold makes the rules. And that's not what our system was set up to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, I might have a little disagreement there, but, you know, I think the bottom line of the matter, and I think you'll agree with me on this, is that, you know, what I'm fighting for, and I'm sure what you have been fighting for, and I would say my attorney, too, who will speak in a minute, is for fighting for democracy in, you know, the truest sense of the word. I for one, believe in direct democracy and participation. Democracy. So that's what inspires me, and that's what motivates me.
Well, and that goes to the issue of even a dictatorship or having the military involved in civilian affairs, which is something that I strongly oppose. Even as a naval officer and a graduate of a military academy, I understand and know, not just for myself, but for civilians, my own family, and others, why we have that bright line of separation. And I applaud you for sticking up in, you know, for what you believe in. And make it an issue of whether it's about the ports and port resistance and more, and exercising your First Amendment rights, but also in trying to protect and defend that bright line of separation between what the military is there for and what they're not supposed to be getting into, which I think is the core issue of our discussion and even the interview tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background as a lawyer, how you got involved, how you came to represent Mr. Dunn and Brendan?
Sure. I was an activist for a long time before I went to law school. Been an attorney for going on 16 years now.
Where'd you go to law school?
Practice. New College in San Francisco, which actually doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
It was good when I went there.
All right.
Specifically to represent demonstrators and protect their First Amendment rights to be out in the streets to do what they need to do, and their Fourth Amendment rights to do it free from illegal search and seizure, false arrest, brutality, etc. And that is most of our practice. We do some other stuff as well. We do some labor, we do some race and gender discrimination, but a lot of it is specifically representing demonstrators and to maintain exactly those bright lines. If you're not free to petition the government for redress of grievances, you can't exercise your First Amendment rights to associate, to organize, and to speak out, then you have no rights in a democracy. What you're left with is your Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
And that is really not a position you want to be in with the government.
I don't think anybody with half their brain working would agree that they don't want the country to be anywhere near, you know, that type of a situation, basically a civil war, a revolutionary period.
It is supposed to be our government. They work for us,
exactly.
Not the other way around.
Well, they're
public servants.
Unfortunately,
in these cases, they seem to assume the opposite. And I got involved representing Brendan, representing some other folks back in 06. They had been arrested at the Port of Olympia doing basically a simple sit-down protest because they were not allowed into their port to demonstrate their opposition to use of the port, civilian port, for military shipments. They were arrested at the gate. And as we did that case, strange things started to happen. We did a trial in March of 07 after a series of demonstrations.
And that trial would be federal court or?
In a criminal trial in state court, in district court in Olympia. And all of us, and we were clearly winning the case. The jury was on our side. The cops were looking really bad. And all of a sudden, on the fourth day of the trial, they had changed prosecutors because the last prosecutor had been caught cheating and left the courtroom in tears. All of a sudden, they interrupted the proceedings, brought in a detective who pulled out a private jury spreadsheet that came off an attorney-client-only listserv and said this is all over the Internet and demanded a mistrial. 2 months later, the case got dismissed for prosecutorial misconduct, for tampering with documents, for things related to the spying. But it was very clear that the government would go to great lengths to keep from losing a simple misdemeanor case. These are folks who were charged with misdemeanor trespass.
Right.
So, from there, it just kept getting bigger and more absurd. Vast, vast government resources went into keeping these folks from doing civil disobedience at worst and doing legal demonstration most of the time. Civil disobedience is not exactly a national security situation.
No, and I would agree, even being a, you know, as a naval officer who's had a security clearance and more, I would say, hey, that's what we do in America. That's how we do it.
Right.
Because, you know, it brings up a point, though, that what Brendan is doing is constructive and productive and positive, right. I would agree with, because he's getting his point of view out and others and speaking truth to power, his truth, how he sees it. But what's even more important, it's people like, and I hate to use this term, especially in this conversation, but white supremacists or Nazis or others who literally want to overthrow the government, our system is set up to allow them free speech as well because we don't want those people in the shadows. We don't want them in the closet. We don't want them doing things in the dark so that all of a sudden we get surprised and we go, where did this come from?
Right.
I mean, there's genuine
we may disagree
reasons.
At some point because I don't think those people have a right to speech, but that's a whole other discussion. I agree we want to know where they are and what they're doing. In fact, the Obama administration has been chided by the Southern Poverty Law Center for not paying any attention to the white supremacists at all, who state that they want to overthrow the government, who state that they want to commit crimes of violence. Instead, they're worrying about our folks who are doing peaceful protests.
Right. And that's crossing the line, and I would agree with you that if you're saying I'm going to break the law and do this, that, or whatever, and you're putting it out there, you know, I don't, you know, it's like screaming fire in a crowded theater or whatever. There's just certain things that you do not do, or certain lines you don't cross, like, you know, being able to, I guess this is, let's stick to the military and the encampments or the reservations or preservations that they're supposed to be bound to. And the reason, I mean, I just put out an article. It's called The Geneva Conventions Redefined, the New Department of War. And it gets into the conversion of our Department of Defense back into a Department of War that it was, you know, known as prior to 1947, to where it is carrying on offensive aggressive wars overseas, and that the Department of Homeland Security is its replacement and the new, quote-unquote, Department of Defense.
Right, so, and that shouldn't have, it puts things in a very odd position here. And you end up with situations. One of the things that came out of September 11th, as far as the government was concerned, and it doesn't seem to matter whether you're talking about Republicans or Democrats anymore, if it ever did, is that they all need to be working together. The military, the feds, the states, local law enforcement, and that wasn't done previously for very, very good constitutional reasons. You do not want those people doing this. The job of the police, in theory, and we make a living.
Well, wait, Larry, we got the music. We got the music coming up. We're going to a commercial break. Hold that thought, and I'll throw it back to you right after the break. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm speaking with Larry Hildes, the attorney for Brendan Dunn. Brendan Dunn is on the air with us. And we'll get back to Brendan after I give Larry a few minutes. After this break, we'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right. Broadcasting program in the zone. Host of Tenor Eric Schein. I'm speaking with Brendan Dunn and his attorney, Larry Hildes. And, Larry, you were speaking just before the break. Let me throw it back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, very briefly, we found out, and Brendan will tell you all about this because he was firsthand involved, that the Army was involved with infiltrators and with detailed planning how to stop our clients from demonstrating. And, yeah, as you said, there's no business for the military in this. The job of civilian law enforcement. And we sue them a lot because they don't do their job an awful lot of the time, is to protect and uphold the constitutional rights of civilians in the country. The job of the military, plainly, is to find the enemy and neutralize them, which usually means killing them.
Yeah.
You do not want the military in a position where they are defining people exercising their First Amendment right to dissent as the enemy. And that's you cannot have that in democracy. And
well, the picture
that's been going on.
The picture that comes to mind, though, is the brown shirts going into the streets and taking signs, picket signs, and protest signs out of the hands of civilians and beating the crap out of them. Excuse my French.
Right.
I mean, it's not that far removed from that situation.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. I wish I didn't. I mean, a great deal of money and resources and effort went into neutralizing a few dozen peace activists. And I understand there's a calculation where if they're successful at getting the civilian ports on the West Coast to stop shipping military equipment to the war in Iraq, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, they can't fight their wars. They will not send troops that don't have anything.
Well, but so there's
it,
also
it actually been... works, but it's legal.
Right, but there's
at
there's
worst,
also
it's minor misdemeanors. This is not also... a national security issue. If it but, is, then they need to look at their wars because
Larry,
there's clearly something wrong.
I agree with you, but there's also something that's tied into this that I didn't quite think of in regards to the port resistance movement and what Brendan's been up to and his friends, I guess I call them friends, but is the NAFTA superhighway in trying to set up this, you know, superhighway from Mexico and even down into Central America, Panama and more, up through Mexico, up through the heartland of the United States to get away from using a lot of these ports. So when you really step back, the real picture that comes to mind when you really start digging into all this stuff and how it comes together is far more disturbing than even what you guys are involved in.
It's what empires do. Empires yeah. find ways to exploit everybody who they want something from and to neutralize everybody who gets in their path. And the U.S. acts like and is an empire. And so they fight with illegal tactics.
Yep, citizen, soldier, foreign subject, does not matter. We're all the
right.
same.
When you issue orders that you can assassinate any American citizen anywhere in the world for any reason, there
That's
is no
Barack
rule
Obama.
Of law.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Not George Bush, Barack Obama, a Democratic quote-unquote president.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even I, and I'm not the world's most naive person, thought at least things wouldn't get worse under
right.
Obama. In fact, they have, and they've
oh, yeah.
continued to.
Well, how many countries are we involved in now in war? And it's not even declared war anymore. It's peacemaking. You know,
there's
six
countries where they're using drones now. Plus, there's the Philippines, which nobody talks about much, where they're in the midst of a full-scale war in the south in Mindanao.
Wow. Let me throw it to Brendan because I really want to get his voice out there and get him heard and let him speak his mind on the air. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, well, actually, I want to bring up what you said about the NAFTA superhighway. I believe it's called I-69. And, I believe one of the reasons of building that is to move away from these ports. And I want to say, one move the military has made recently, and of course they said it had nothing to do with us blocking the military shipments in the ports, was using trains and also flying Stryker vehicles from Fort Lewis and other weapons and other vehicles all the way to Texas to fly them to West Asia. And of course they said we had, you know, poor militarization resistance didn't have anything to do with that. But I want to say the reason why, and this is, you know, my personal belief, the military sent, the Army in particular, but every branch of the military sent, folks that infiltrate our organizations was because we were so successful in what we were doing. And we were using, what I would say would be considered by a lot of Americans as we were using unconventional American politics because we didn't go through the conventional forms of writing, you know, your senators and representatives and waiting, you know, 2 or 4 years to vote. We wanted to take direct action on the streets and take matters into our own hands and take care of things as we saw fit. And we were successful in that. We shut down the Port of Olympia twice for a total of over 24 hours. And the military has not been back to the Port of Olympia since then. So we've been successful in that matter.
Wow. That's it does work. The one thing you made me think of, and we're going to break, is the White Rose Society that operated, I believe, in both Germany and Spain and other countries, even in Italy, in the midst of World War II and fascist regimes. But we'll be right back. We're going to break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to...
Of an action involving, I would say, on the bigger picture, Department of Defense, but Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and I believe the Coast Guard as well, and local police and law enforcement. But Brendan made a very strong point just before the break. I want to throw it back to him. He's got some other points he wants to make. Go ahead, Brendan.
Thanks. Yeah, I also want to say one thing that we were doing out in Olympia and Tacoma, Washington, is we were working very closely with soldiers that were resisting and soldiers that were refusing to go to war, usually Iraq, but it was also Afghanistan in some cases, and Fort Lewis in Washington, which...
Well, that, you, Brendan, real quick, let me interject, was you said Iraq Veterans Against the War was one of the organizations?
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the organizations that I would say was infiltrated by this Army informant.
Well, and you also know, and they're doing this even with AA, and they had gone into a peace group with a bunch of grandmas and grandpas and moms and pops who were basically baking cookies, and there was a similar incident to your own where somebody had infiltrated the group, used a certain name, he was killed in a motorcycle accident, and then his name came out, they saw it in the paper, and they said, wait,
this isn't right. And so they knew that they've been...
California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, we had a very close relationship with the soldiers who were resisting. And there's a GI coffee house. There's a very interesting history of GI coffee houses during the Vietnam War. And there's a few of them now. One is right across the street from Fort Lewis, and it was set up. It was established by several soldiers who had fought in Iraq. And when they came home, they were so disillusioned with what they were forced to do overseas that they joined us in the streets with the port militarization resistance. So I think this was another thing which warranted the attention of the military, and they probably took a step back and said, oh, you know, we need to watch these people. Which brings us into, I guess, how this informant, this Army informant, was outed, and I'll put his name out there as John Towery, T-O-W-E-R-Y. There's a website out there, johntowery.com. You could find more information. But he was someone I knew for 2 years. I thought he was a personal friend. I thought he was a fellow activist. He said he was an anarchist. He, you know, we knew he worked at Fort Lewis, as we thought he worked there in a civilian capacity. But, you know, we later found out through some public records requests that I did through the City of Olympia in the spring of 2009, asking for any information on anarchists, on Industrial Workers of the World, which is the union I'm in, and the student group Students for Democratic Society. And I got back hundreds of documents. One of them was from a John J. Towery II with an Army email address. I didn't think too much of it, but some people did some research and found out that John J. Towery II was, in fact, our friend, or who we thought our friend was, John Jacob. And he had infiltrated Port Militarization Resistance and several other organizations for over 2 years. So that's how he was outed.
I'm actually looking at the website that you mentioned, and his picture and the picture of his bike and him in his red beret and sunglasses and orange shirt and holding a sign that says war destroys all families.
Yeah. I mean, he was, you know, he went to demonstrations, and beyond going to demonstrations, he was one of the listserv administrators for our activist listserv. So that means he and, you know, by extension, the Army and this surveillance network, which I'll get into in a minute, has information of all the names, or most of the names and all the email addresses of everyone that was on that listserv. And a number of these people have, myself included, have been having trouble traveling abroad, you know, getting detained at the border. You know, I've been detained and trying to get into Canada a number of times. So that's brought up a bunch of difficulties and hurdles for some of us. But I met up with him after he was outed. Myself and another activist, we met up with him. We confronted him. And he admitted to a bunch of things. He did admit to spying on us.
Brandon, real quick. You're committed to peaceful resistance, right?
Yeah, I would say I believe in nonviolence, but you know, in the same token, I also believe in self-defense. But you know, because I am a labor organizer, and you know, I feel that one of the best ways that people can, you know, make change is through strikes or is through a general strike, which is, you know, the most peaceful way to make change. So
that's still peaceful resistance. And I mean, mm-hmm. At some point, you know, if they call out the Pinkertons and they start shooting at you or clubbing you, I believe that everybody has the right to self-defense as well.
Yeah. And that's when self-defense comes in the play. Definitely.
Yeah. And I think even the labor history of the Pinkertons, of the Virginia miners, of others who have confronted this, and even the Supreme Court has stepped in there and said, look, we don't use the military, because I think Truman did it. I think Harding did it. You know, Larry may know this better, or you may know this better than I. But we have a history of using the military here within our own. You know, Lincoln did it. Suspension of the Great Writ. Ex parte Milligan. The issue of posse comitatus that was raised by Southern senators enacted. And this is the issue that you guys bring up to an extent, to where the military is there for defense for all of us. It's not to be used to target any group within the United States.
And it's very interesting when they choose to use the military. We've been doing a series of cases in West Virginia for folks who are trying to stop mountaintop removal. And the only place where the U.S. military has actually bombed from the air a civilian population was Blair Mountain, West Virginia, where there was a union insurrection going on against a very corrupt and violent sheriff who was working for the mine company. And they dropped bombs on them. It's very clear that they will use the military when they think it's in their interest.
Was this the National Guard, or which no, service was it?
This was the Army Air Corps.
Oh, this is back in World War II, or?
This was between the wars, late 20s.
Okay, that, yeah, because you say Army Air Corps, that is now the Air Force, and that's what really tipped me off on the dateline on that. But the but even you see in Berkeley in California in the 60s, where they were using helicopters and gassing, tear gas from the helicopters, from military helicopters, out here in California, you know, for civil protests.
Absolutely. And I want to take what Brendan was saying. Howery, we now know, was reporting to his supervisor, who was also on this list, a guy named Tom Rudd, who was also a defendant in this case. And Tom Rudd was the was and is the director of force protection for the U.S. Army at Fort Lewis. He reports directly to the provost marshal at Fort Lewis, who reports directly to the command general. And we don't know for sure that the command general knew, but we know absolutely 100% that the provost marshal was aware of every single thing that Towery was doing. And every time they use the MPs to arrest Fort Militarization folks, Fort Militarization Resistance folks who did a peaceful sit-in in Lakewood, Washington, outside the gates of Fort Lewis of one of these convoys. They used military police to make civilian arrests, which again is illegal.
Right.
And this goes up to second in command on the base.
Well, no, in my own situation, it goes up to the admiral of the Coast Guard, you know, the Coast Guard commandant. They're very well aware of it. My appeal from a branch of military that has prosecuted me using Jack Townsend Moore as a quote-unquote branch of military and me as a civilian is now somehow before the National Transportation Safety Board after I had to appeal to the commandant, the head of a special branch of military and Homeland Security. So, I mean, things are really over the edge now, and I don't think people realize how much. But I want to go to the issue of the fusion centers and what you alluded to earlier, Larry, but I'll throw it back to Brendan, about where it's the merging of fire, police, public works, to where everybody who's a public servant, city, state, or federal, is now all on the same team.
Yeah, fusion centers are relatively new. There's a lot about them that, you know, most people don't really know, including one man, Mike German, who used to work for the FBI for years in a pretty high position. He got really frustrated with what the FBI was doing and left them a few years ago and is now very active in the American Civil Liberties Union. He doesn't know too much about, what these fusion centers are. And, you know, I mentioned this surveillance network earlier in your show, and you know, you mentioned the Marines. The Marines, as far as we know, aren't actually involved with this. They very well may be, but it's the Army, it's the Coast Guard, it's the Air Force, it's the Navy, it's FBI, Homeland Security, Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, it's other federal agencies, and it's dozens of police agencies on the local level, on the state level, on the regional level, including WAJAC. And I want to speak a little bit about this. WAJAC is a Washington Joint Analytical Center, and it basically acts as, I would say, the FBI on the state level. They do intelligence gathering, and they're actually WAJAC agents that were specifically assigned to gather intelligence on Fort Militarization Resistance, on Students for Democratic Society, on Iraq Veterans Against the War.
You're saying a lot, as in JAG officers, Judge Advocate General Attorneys?
What's that?
The term that you're using.
WAJAC, WAJAC. Just short for the Washington Joint Analytical Center. It's part of the Washington State Patrol.
Okay.
And what's really interesting, Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, he wrote about Wojak and about how Wojak is an example of the, I would say, the privatization and militarization of police forces in this country. There are a bunch of records that were released to WikiLeaks a few years ago, and the name of the article he wrote is The Spy Who Billed Me Twice, and it's about a number of, there are interrogators who worked at Guantanamo who are now working for Wojak and are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in salary, and they're pretty much carrying on, not exactly, but a lot of what they've learned in Guantanamo. They're now working, you know, in a stateside police force, and some of these agents have been collecting information on us.
Well, even a lot of the terms like stress positions can be interpreted and applied in different manners than what we've seen in Guantanamo, to where disallowing you, and this goes to a lot of the changes in the bankruptcy laws and more, to disallowing you to get a fresh start and start over, which is good for the economy, good for the individual. You know, it moves things forward, doesn't keep you in limbo as a debt slave forever. They've changed the laws to where people can't get a fresh start. And I point to people like Lincoln, you know, former President Lincoln. I believe he declared bankruptcy like three times and still became President of the United States. People who are declaring bankruptcy or in problems financially are being denied jobs because not only are they doing security background checks on people, and this goes into the virtual travelers or the trusted traveler program, which is part of TSA and Lockheed Martin and more, but to where if you've had a bankruptcy or not paid on your debts, all of a sudden you're a bad risk for the military-industrial complex. So you can't get employed working for Lockheed Martin or whomever, if you so chose.
I don't think I would personally do that, but yeah, that, you know, like,
right.
Could be an issue for people.
But it's a right taken away from you that shouldn't be, or anyone else, and whether it's Boeing, who's making commercial and civilian airlines and applying some of the technology for peaceful purposes, or you're working on the military side, you should not be deprived that right. Unless you've literally done something wrong, broken a law, rule, or regulation that would show that you're some kind of a threat or, you know, whatever. I applaud you for what you're doing and standing up for, and for Larry for, you know, stepping to the plate as well, because there is such a dearth of attorneys out there who understand these issues and are really stepping to the plate to hold the line, because it's getting to the point where, I mean, we're being overrun in bad decisions, in incursions by the military across into the civilian commons and more, even just the creation of these fusion centers. But let me throw it back to you, Brennan. Go ahead, wherever you want to go with it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the point you were just making about, you know, taking rights away from different folks, they're definitely a lot of people that have been involved with, you know, really peaceful protests and civil disobedience. A lot of us have had a lot of our rights taken away, and, you know, we've even, in some cases, though nothing too bad has happened from it, have, I don't know how else to call it, but we've been terrorist jacketed. At Fort Lewis, the MPs jokingly referred to this one list, this watch list that the fort has. They called it the terrorist watch list, and I found out that my name, along with the names of a number of other activists in Olympia,
my
that
wife,
were involved with
my wife, and legal assistant is on this list. We have to get her special permission when we represent soldiers on base at Fort Lewis to get her on.
Oh, really?
But that goes to the whole issue of what the term that they used to use was communist. So now the catch-all phrase is they point at somebody and say that you're a terrorist. And you're stripped of all your rights and protections.
And there's no definition of what a terrorist is. There's no description of how you get on these lists, how you get off these lists. There's no mechanism to get anybody off these lists. Basically, anybody who they don't like gets put on there with no recourse. And it's something
that could be due to race, religion, height, gender, you're messing with their family, quote unquote, and their access to their bennies, and they don't like that. You've blown the whistle on them, complained, spoken up, have a different political opinion or party, et cetera, et cetera. It does not matter.
Yeah, and I would like to say, I definitely agree that, terrorist, I guess the term terrorist definitely is the new communist. You could even say the new anarchist, because that was a term that was thrown around a lot 100 years ago. But one thing we all have to keep in mind is that we caught the military red-handed, and we caught them doing something that they didn't want anyone to know and that they're hoping that no one would know. They wanted to keep that under wraps. And we brought this story to the light of day. And recently there's some public records that were released, and it was a string of emails from Department of Homeland Security and second-in-command of the entire department running scared.
I wanted to let you finish off there. You hear the commercial break, though. The music's coming up. We're going to break. I'll throw it back to you guys. I want to have you guys back on because there's just too much information here to...
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
A lot of information, and I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. We've got about 5-6 minutes. I want to throw it back to Brendan and let him throw it to Larry, or back and forth, however you guys work it out. Put out the websites, put out the information. If you guys have a legal defense fund a legal fund or anything like that, please put it out now. Contact information. Brendan.
All right, yeah. You know, if people do want to find out more information, the website I mentioned earlier, johntowery.com, there's also an alternative, I guess you could call it, activist newspaper that's been in Olympia for over 20 years called Works in Progress. If you just do a search for that, Works in Progress Olympia Online, there's a whole bunch of articles detailing the history of our struggle in Olympia. One thing I would really like to leave your listeners with, something that, you know, they could take with them and think about, is our case here with poor militarization resistance and the Army and the military spying on us. I would also include your case, Eric, but also all these other cases that are going on with the Green Scare, the roundup of environmental activists, the grand jury witch hunt of anti-war activists that has been going on the last several months, targeting of Muslim Americans, of all these different groups of people. It begs me to ask the question, is there some very, I guess, specifically national surveillance program that's going on? And, you know, something that to me is reminiscent, although not as extreme as COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program of the 70s, late 60s and 70s, which targeted the new left and went, you know, I guess in the extremes of COINTELPRO, actually neutralized in the form of assassinating members of groups like the Black Panthers and the American Indian Movement. So I'm wondering if there's something similar to that that's going on today.
Oh, I would say by far. And I think people don't realize, even from your own situation, you guys have only touched on the tip of the iceberg. Larry.
Yeah, and I agree that there is a that is what's going on. The FBI just took off the last of the safety protections against them and said that they will spy on anyone doing any political organizing any time they want, any way they want, whether they're accused of criminal activity or not. And this is going on. It's going on constantly. The way this administration works more than the others, because they have less spine, is they will test the waters. They will see what it is they can get away with. And they will do as much as they're allowed to get away with. So it is very important to fight back, to push back. I mean, a friend of ours, Lynn Stewart, is in prison for doing apostate for a client. All she ever did, she got a 10-year sentence for giving a press statement for a client. And it's very clear that that was supposed to send a message to all of us who do this kind of law. And it has sent one, not the one they want, but the message is that we have to fight harder. We have to keep doing this. We got to this point with Brendan and folks because they did one of the best investigations, one of the best pieces of detective work I've ever seen. This stuff has to come out to the light of day. The more there is a spotlight on it, the less it will occur. The more the light of truth is shined on this, the more these people shrink back into the shadows where they belong.
Like cockroaches when you flip on the lights in the kitchen.
Yeah. It is important not to be, you should be frightened by what we're talking about, but mostly it should make you angry. If you're activist, you should fight harder.
And force you to become active.
Yeah.
I want to have both you guys back on because there's still so much more that we've just barely